Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. Today is Monday, April 4th, 2016. Thanks so much for tuning in. In today's episode, I am going to share with you the first 15 minutes of Brooke Goldner, or my wife, the vegan medical doctor. It's her talk, her story of lupus, how, what she had to go through, and how we created the healing system that we have that completely destroyed and eradicated the disease from her body and has kept her lupus free for the past 10 years. And this is the same exact system, by the way, that we use to defeat all autoimmune issues, all inflammatory diseases. This is a story of inspiration. This is a story of how we created it. If you know anybody in your life that has this debilitating disease or is suffering from any autoimmune disease, then please send this to them, pass this over to them, share it with them, because the beautiful thing is that we were able to completely heal and cure this disease with nothing more than supermarket foods. No supplements, no weird treatments, just supermarket foods. So here's the excerpt right from the Austin Veg Fest that she just spoke at. Enjoy.
I'm a board-certified medical doctor. I have a completely online medical practice. I'm the doctor of the future. I see everybody using Skype, and for older folks, sometimes phone, all over the world. So I can teach them about how to heal their body and create nutrition plans for the goals that they have in their life. I also am a teacher, teaching doctors and teaching lay people, patients, health coaches, everybody who listened, how you can achieve vibrant, amazing health and live your purpose that you're meant to live. Using a plant-based diet. I'm an author of a best-selling book about lupus, about my journey, my personal journey. But before all of that, I started out as a patient. When I was 16 years old, I was told I had 6 months to live. I had something called lupus. How many of you have heard of lupus? When I was 16, nobody'd heard of it, which just tells you how bad it's gotten. But at 16 years old, I already had stage 4 kidney disease, and they told me in 6 months, my best hope was dialysis. And if they didn't do something extreme, I would end up dead. Not an easy thing to hear at 16, but I think I mostly was in shock. My family, though, was destroyed. My grandparents are Holocaust survivors, and they came to this country to give their kids and their grandkids the life they couldn't have. They had an elementary school education, but they made sure their kids went to college, and I was the star of the family. I was going to go to medical school. I was going to do all these things, and now I was so sick. And I remember hearing my mom crying behind the bedroom door at night. And I'll never forget the look of my dad's face when they wheeled me out to get my kidney biopsy. And I will never, ever forget seeing my grandmother on her knees crying to God to take her and spare me. You guys are looking really down, so I'm going to give away the ending and let you know I made it. So it's good, yeah. I'm here. But it was really difficult. And at the time, what they did is they said, because I was so sick, they enrolled me in experimental treatment using chemotherapy. And chemotherapy is usually used for what disease? Cancer, right? But the side effect of chemotherapy is it shuts off your immune system. People who get cancer then end up getting really sick infections because the chemotherapy has destroyed their immune system. Lupus is an autoimmune disease where your immune system is destroying your own body. My immune system was actually eating up my kidneys and destroying them like they were invaders. And so they used the chemotherapy to shut off my immune system. Now, you currently use that protocol, but they use it like 3 or 4 times. But at the time, they didn't know how long to use it, so I had it for 2 years straight. So 16 to 18 years old, I had chemotherapy. And it was a very difficult time, but it did help put me in remission. So have any of you heard of remission? Remission is not being healed, right? Remission means the disease is stable enough that I'm not in danger of dying at the moment. Any blood test said, yeah, she's got lupus, big time. But my kidneys at the moment were stable, and although I still had arthritis, I still couldn't go out in the sun without getting a rash, I still felt exhausted on a lot of days, I was alive and wasn't at danger of dying at the moment. I listened to what my doctor said in terms of my disease and my medications, but when it came to following my dreams, I wasn't going to let lupus take that from me. It's one of the most heartbreaking things I see is when people are in their 20s and they're on disability and they've given up. No matter what you're going through, don't give up on your dreams and don't let anything that you're going through stop you from being who you're meant to be. I went to medical school and there was a lot of stress and I got no sleep and I worked 100-hour week as a med student because we're free labor for the hospital. And I ended up getting sick again. And at the time, I actually had a mini stroke. It's called a transient ischemic attack. where I passed out in the clinic and I didn't know where I was. And it turned out that my immune system was now making antibodies that interfered with my ability to get rid of blood clots. And so I was sending blood clots into my head. They say there was no permanent damage. I always like to say that I was smarter then, but more relatable now. I don't know exactly. But no, I was very lucky because I could have been dead in that moment. And so what they told me then was, listen, you've got these blood clots. So for the rest of your life, you need to take injections into your stomach to make sure that you don't get these clots, or else you're going to get a stroke or a pulmonary embolism. So that was my life, and that's life with lupus. And it's life with chronic disease for the most part. But the reason it's called chronic is that you continue to have it for the rest of your life, and it's going to get worse over time. But what I knew then was that I was not going to live a long life. I'd be lucky to make it to 50. I'd probably be disabled by my 30s. And I could never have children. They said, that's a death wish. In fact, a lot of people discover they have lupus when they're pregnant. A lot of women die in pregnancy. That was, you know, the life that I was given. And, you know, although I mourned every time I got sick, I'd mourn for like a week or two. And then I would just focus on gratitude that at least there was another medicine that could keep me alive. And I'm a Western medicine doctor. I am still grateful for medications that can keep people alive. The problem is they don't make you healthy. You can never reverse disease that way. You know, the medications are kind of like cutting the check engine light on your car. You know, you think you're better because you're not in so much pain anymore, but the problem is the disease causing that problem is still happening. And the reason the check engine light goes off is to tell you to do something, right? So if your blood pressure goes up, it means you have a problem you need to fix. Not that you need to take a pill to lower the blood pressure again so you can pretend nothing's wrong. So it's the same thing for me. So these medications kept me alive, but they weren't making me any better. But I figured I could at least be grateful for the fact that I was still here and I was going to get to graduate medical school, and I could do the one thing I always wanted was to help people. With whatever time I had, I just wanted to help people. That is actually when I met, the most amazing thing actually happened to me in my entire life. And it was meeting this guy, Thomas Tadlock. He's a really cute guy. Yeah. You can give him a whoop, yeah. He met me at this point in my life when I was graduating medical school. And I was taking these injections every day for blood thinners. And, you know, we fell in love really fast. And we knew we wanted to get married really fast. But when he talked to me about getting married, I had to break the whole lupus thing to him. You see, I didn't lead with the lupus thing. When a hot guy asks you out, you don't, like, lead with the chronic illness story. But it was an amazing connection. And so I had to tell him that I had this disease and that I could never have your children. I'm not going to live a long life. And you're going to end up having to take care of me. So I understand if this is not really what you're looking for. We're 28 years old. You know, he just had this look of sadness cross his face for a moment. And he just looked at me and he said, I'd rather live a short time with you than a lifetime with anybody else. I still can't say it without crying. And he said he was just going to give me the best damn life I could possibly have. And he's done that. So I said, crap, let's get married. So, you know, I'd only ever dreamt of a white coat. I'd never dreamt of a white dress. And so now all of a sudden, I was like, you know, I was eating hospital food. Now, hospital food is great for getting fat and sick. It is perfect for getting fat and sick. It's the most worst food. Anyone ever have hospital food? Yeah. It's so bad. So I was not really in great shape. We wanted to get married, so we were going to go to Hawaii to get married. And at the time, you know, Thomas Tadlock, you might have heard of him. He is a celebrity trainer. He's an expert in rapid body transformation. And when I met him, he was working for MTV, helping, you know, rock stars who were drinking too much and getting bloated, who needed a six pack in like 4 weeks. He could do that for them. So I was like, so babe, I want to look like one of those MTV people at my wedding in Hawaii. And he said, I could do that. So I wanted to do his program because what he focused on, he's a scientist, and he focused on how you can nourish the cells in order to create a fast metabolism. Who likes a fast metabolism? Yeah. So I'm like, I want that. But the thing was, his program, while it was very focused on hypernourishment, nourishing your body with the things that make your cells function better, like huge amounts of vegetables and greens, right? Omega-3 fatty acids, water, all these things that make you healthier. Now, at the time, his program still had meat because he thought that was necessary for muscle at the time. He's grown a lot. But I was vegetarian since I was a kid. Because I loved animals, and so I wanted to have a new version of this. So I became an accidental vegan, but a very specific kind with very nourishing foods. And what happened was, 4 months later, I had started out at a size 11. I don't show before pictures, so I'm sorry. But well, I was size 11, and 4 months later, that was us right before our wedding. We were in Hawaii, and that was at Twin Falls. That was a few days before we got married out in Hawaii. And he's hot, right? I mean, come on. So that was great. But what was more amazing to me was not so much the physical transformation, although that was awesome, but I felt the best I ever felt. Here I was, 28 years old, I'd had lupus for 12 years. I was an intern who was working 30-hour shifts, and I had energy, I had no pain, I felt fantastic, and I knew it wasn't just love. Like, I was feeling really amazing. And so right before we left for this trip, I went to my new doctors in California, because I went to med school out in Pennsylvania, and I went to get all my blood tests, because people with lupus, we got blood tests constantly. And when I got my blood tests, they were negative for lupus. Yeah. And that was only 4 months. And what I knew from, I just graduated med school, so I knew that diet has nothing to do with health. So I didn't know exactly what happened, but we just knew I felt so good that I was just going to keep doing what I was doing, because, you know, if it's not broke, right? So I went back and I keep doing that, and they actually didn't think that those were my labs, so they made me retake them, because once you have positive labs for lupus, they are positive forever, according to Western medicine. And if they're not, then you didn't have it. Well, I can tell you from 12 years of suffering that I had lupus, right? So they couldn't figure out what happened. And every time I went back, my blood tests were better and better. My genetically high cholesterol was perfect. My blood pressure, which was 120 over 80 my whole life, except when I had kidney failure, and then it was like 250 over 150, was suddenly 90 over 50, like I was a marathon runner. And there's no running happening here, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, all these things are happening, and we couldn't figure out why. And so after a year of this, I finally said, why am I still taking medicines? I'm still taking injections. And I realized I was treating my doctor's anxiety, because he didn't want to take me off of the medicine, because, you know, people, like, I was a high-risk person. But every test is negative. So we went off medication, and, you know, and I did great, and I did that for 4 years. And finally, I did something that freaked everyone out. I said, listen, I've been healthy for 5 years. I feel amazing. I think that it's time to take this to the next level. And so I asked my husband to go with me on a journey of trying to have a baby. My family flipped the heck out. Because they were like, you're alive and you're healthy, why are you messing it all up? And he was freaking out too, and all my doctors said, definitely you're going to be sick and dead, don't ever do this. But I knew my body, I'd been sick for so long, and I was healthy as heck, so I convinced him, you know, you can convince men. And so, and so he wasn't that arguing. And so, you know, they sent me to the high-risk doctors, they sent me back, well, guess what? I had a healthy pregnancy, I had a healthy little baby boy, Solomon. Let me show you a close-up picture. My husband makes such cute little boys. And so we realized after I had this baby that something had happened. This was not a remission, this was not a fluke. Something had changed in my body on a cellular level. And we knew that because only 9 days after I had the baby, I was back in my same jeans I was wearing before I got pregnant. My body wants to be healthy and fit and strong and have a fast metabolism, and nothing can challenge that. Not getting pregnant, not being out in the sunshine, not getting any amount of stress can take that from me now. So as two scientists, we went back and looked at what is going on a cellular level. We look at cellular biology, and there are certain nutrients, foods, that cause inflammation, chronic inflammation, which triggers disease. Whatever disease you were meant to get, that's your genetics. What triggers it is chronic inflammation. And so we can control inflammation on the cellular level using food. And by accident, when we took out the foods that I can't eat and we added the foods he recommended, it was like his chocolate ran into my peanut butter and we suddenly had created this healing program. But when you look at the science, every step of it, and we realized there were 6 steps to it, every step of it was covered. And so we have taken that and created healing programs for people where I've helped other people get the same results as me and be able to live their lives and be healthy. So, you know, we didn't give up there, by the way. That was me pregnant with my Alex, and that's my boys that I have right now. So let me check again. How many here are interested in learning about healing? You know, because this is a health epidemic right now, right? Like, we just pointed out that everyone knows someone with lupus now, right? But you know what? It's not just lupus. Diseases in general, there's more cancer than ever, there's more diabetes than ever. 8-year-olds have plaques in their arteries that show they're going to be having heart attacks younger than ever. This is a health epidemic. And so for my husband and I, this is our life's mission, our life's purpose now, is to help people understand that you can control this and you can take back your health. You just need to learn how to do it.
And that was Dr. Brooke Goldner. Listen, I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you got a lot out of it. We had a lot of people that have been asking for it, so I put it up on Facebook. If you want to see the actual video version of it, so sorry, there were some things that she was referring to that was on her slides that you couldn't see because obviously you know why. If you go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution, you'll be able to see the videos, the same video of that talk that you just heard, and you'll be able to see the actual slides as well. And then right now she's also working on putting up the entire 45-minute version of the entire presentation, and that's going to be available on our website very, very soon. It's at veganmedicaldoctor.com. If you haven't already, hey, make sure you download the free vegan muscle building guide that I created. Just go to veganmusclebook.com. I also created a 40-minute audio training on increasing your metabolism. You can just get that at thetruthaboutmetabolism.com. We're going to be most likely hosting a live Google Hangout, totally free. It's going to happen this Thursday. To get the details on that, just simply go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. I'll be posting the event details there, the link to the Hangout, and so on. And just a heads up too, for our upcoming event that's going to happen in June 4th. It's our right now our we've named it Mastering Amazing Health. I mean, this is about learning how to smash disease, learning how to bulletproof your health, learning how to get super, super fit at any age. It's our full-day live training at the Natural Epicurean Culinary Academy. We had 18 spots. We are now down to 11 spots. So if you want to learn about that, and if you want to make sure you get your spot before they're sold out, just go to amazingfitnessandhealth.com. So that's it for today. I appreciate you listening. We're going to be answering fan-submitted questions over the next few episodes. Keep those questions coming. I love it because we get to answer the questions that you want to have answered. This is Thomas Tadlock, host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.